I feel fortunate. At a party you brought him to, and I got to meet him. Mm-hmm. But little did I know who I was meeting, as I now know about him since I've done this research.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was saying quirky things then.
Oh, yeah.
And many things.
He liked to say things that would maybe shock people, especially about religion and Christ, because right. He was a Catholic. He was brought up Catholic, went to Catholic school, but just could not tolerate it. Yeah. And so he'd love to say outlandish things about religion and things like that.
And Jesus was his favorite topic.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm glad, but he was just a shell of the man, because he was, by that time, he seemed like gone smaller from what I see pictures of him. His face was fuller, and he'd lost a lot of weight, hadn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Finally was down to 110 pounds, I think. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Because it just, they lose their appetite. And the only thing that really interests them are sweets. So, we tried to give him anything and everything was sweet, just so he'd have something that he liked to eat, So, anyway, but he always liked sweets. He always liked sweets. And anyway, I was very lucky.
If my world had been in the world of design, then I would or should have known him, probably should have known who he was when I met him, but I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not going to apologize for that, but not all of us can. Our interests follow that world.
No, not at all.
It was just an honor to know him. I can still see him there, and I love that coat that he had. You showed it to me. I love that.
Yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
Did he love clothes? He was a.
Yeah, it was funny when I first met David. He always liked clothes, but he was just almost more interested. I mean, he went to a tailor and he had his clothes made, and even had his shoes made. And, it was a lining of the jacket that had to be a certain way. And, he loved that. And we went to London, had all of our clothes made at Anderson & Shepherd. And he just, suits and sport coat, not all of our clothes, but that. And he loved that, loved picking out fabrics. And then, can we do this to it? Or can we, they didn't get outlandish. They were very traditional coats and suits, but he loved that, And then he got to the point, he did not like to go shop. So, I would just go and order shirts for him and, khakis that I knew, well, that's his waist size. And then, because if I took him someplace and he said, okay, we got to try these on, he said, I don't want to try them on. I'll just buy that. That fits. And I said, no, you can try it on. He was just, but originally he was really, really particular about it all. But he loved to get dressed up and loved clothes. Mm-hmm.
But it seems like I read somewhere he said something, ties will go away, or I don't know. No?
I don't know. Yeah, right. I mean, it's funny when I was first in New York, you wore a coat and tie to work. And, New York was dressed. You wouldn't have thought of going to a theater unless you had a coat and tie on. For certain restaurants, you certainly had to have a coat and tie on. And then it slowly got to the point where it got less and less. Mm-hmm. There's still restaurants in New York you should wear a coat and tie, and you probably do wear a coat and tie. Mm-hmm. But, it's gotten very relaxed. So, no.
Very, very relaxed.
That's very relaxed, that's for sure. It's like the airlines.
Right. I think you gave some advice, but I always ask about advice that you would give to young people who want to be an architect and designer. And before you get into that, nobody can try to be a David Easton. The nation knows very, very smart names, mm-hmm. and they may not know a David Easton, mm-hmm. but David Easton would belong mm-hmm. in those very smart minds that we know about, who have created the Bill Gates of the world.
Yeah.
David Easton, mind could be in that world.
In David's profession, David was very much a star. I mean, he really was. There's a lot of people that, because they worked at David Easton's office, have offices. I mean, they were thrilled that they got to work under David and, have him as their boss and their mentor, and they learned something, and they were able to go out on their own and have clients and do whatever.
And use the name I
worked
learned.
For David. Yeah.
And
yeah,
that, yeah. So
even selling a house, there's a lot of houses that they say designed by David Easton, and it has a certain cachet in like Palm Beach and Aspen and New York and things like that, in Connecticut, Greenwich, it has a certain cachet. And who knows, it should.
So you drop a pebble in the lake, and yeah. we see that goes out from that pebble. That's going out still today.
Oh yeah, yeah.
From David Easton's
yeah. pebble. I mean, eventually it'll probably die out. But I mean, you know, you don't know. I don't know. But it's funny. It was like, it's amazing when you think about it that all these different people. It's this big thing. In fact, there was Parrish Hadley did a book a couple years ago. It's called The Tree of Life. And basically, it was just about all the different people that worked at Parrish Hadley and on their own. And, you know, it's this it started out like this and it's like this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just sort of amazing, you know. And everybody, yeah, I owe my whatever because of that, because that's mm-hmm. where I worked and I learned all those things, yeah. all that.
Right. And then we're all human beings, no matter how smart we are. To hear you describe the end of his life,
mm-hmm. yeah,
that's and from what he was,
yeah, yeah,
and we all—it all comes down to just being human beings, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.